Hello guys, and welcome to our podcast.
Hi!
Hey, hope you're all doing fine. But before we talk about our actual topic, we should maybe start and introduce ourselves.
Yes, sure.
Sure. My name is Stephanie, and I'm studying English and Linguistics.
Hey, I'm Damla, and my major is English, and my minor is Japanese.
And hey, I'm Malin, and I study Linguistics, English and Spanish.
So our topic for today is how exams affect students' happiness. So Daphne, do you want to explain our survey maybe and our study?
Thank you, Damla. Yes, sure. So we have conducted a survey to ask our fellow students what they think how exams affect their happiness, and we have gotten a lot of answers. But before we talk about the results of a survey, I think it would be good if all of us talk about our own experiences with exams and, for example, stress and exam anxiety. Damla, you have talked about your exam anxiety previously before, so would you like to tell us your story about it?
Yes, of course I can. So as you mentioned before, I really do have to deal with exam anxiety, and you know, it came to the point that I really get nervous before exams and during the exam. For example, I don't know if you can remember, but we had this one online exam in linguistics. And, you know, I had to throw up right in the middle of the exam, and it was such a terrible experience, and I didn't know what to do because I had not much time left, and I literally had to throw up right in the middle of the exam because of my nervousness, and and because of the pressure that I can fail. And
Thank you for sharing your story, Damla. I think it's something that cannot be fixed or healed completely, but do you have any rituals or things you do to try to lessen the symptoms as much as you can?
Mm-hmm. So there are quite a few things that I do to avoid this or lessen this anxiety. For example, I try to talk to my friends about it so they can calm me down. And also I tried praying before the exam, which helps a lot personally. Malin, do you have some rituals that you do to avoid stress during the exam period?
So in my case, it's not as worse as it is in yours, so I'm quite lucky that I can avoid my nervousness. So I try to be really relaxed and like sleep good the night before the exam and have a good breakfast, maybe go by car to the exam, so I need to concentrate before and be really focused. And yeah, that's all I do actually, so I just really need to relax myself and feel free-minded, and yeah, that's it. So I don't know, Daphne, how are you, like, dealing with all this?
I have to say, exams do affect my happiness very badly, very greatly, because I think there's just this pressure of having to do well. But also, I think especially during COVID, it even got worse, because then you have this anxiety in the back of your head that you or your family might get infected, and that just puts even more stress on your body, and that's why I think I really struggled the past few exam periods. And what I think really helps is just having a good routine, and time management is really important. So I am very bad at it, but I definitely recommend having a planner, either digital or a traditional one, and just writing down your tasks and maybe assigning them a week before or on the weekends. And that really helps you have a routine, and that. And having a good routine means that you're less stressed, basically. So yeah, thank you for sharing your experiences. Now let's look at the survey results. So one of the questions that we asked was, do you think your happiness worsens during exams? If yes, why do you think so?
So the results of the first question literally show that 95% of the students we've asked said that happiness worsens during exams or even exam time. So like the rest 5% just said that they really like focus on their daily stuff and organize everything really well, but the rest is really, really stressed. Okay, so the next question we've asked was, are there any rituals or things you do to improve your happiness during exams? Damla, would you like to present like what the people said about that question?
Yes, so a lot of people said that they find it important to take breaks and taking a day off. And also some do workouts, or they do yoga to avoid stress and yeah, to improve their happiness. And some also said that they plan their study schedule beforehand so they can avoid the stress and, you know, have an overview. And a lot of people said that playing video games helps a lot, or meditation, listening to music, and meeting friends and family. Okay, and the next question in our survey was, has your happiness improved or worsened during exams over the years, and why? Daphne, can you please read out the answers?
Yes, sure. So what I've noticed in our answers were that a lot of people said that the pandemic affected it especially. So we had a lot of people answering who were studying before COVID, and some people, for example, one answer said they had to drop out of many classes because they just felt overwhelmed, because a lot of people said online classes are just not the same. And some people, however, also said that they had to learn how to properly study for things, and after they, you know, have achieved that, they feel less stressed and actually more happy because they just know how to plan things and how to study and do well. And we've also had some answers that of people that said they got really good grades, and that made them feel confident, and so they don't worry about exams that much anymore, and they just, you know, because they know they can do well. But most answers are just people saying nothing has changed, or depends on the exams as well. But yeah, most people said the pandemic affected them a lot, and some people even said, okay, and the final question, the results of our final question comes from Mali. What stopped people from giving up even though they realized that the stress was negatively affecting their happiness.
Okay, so the people stopped off giving up their studies because they needed a degree, or they were really interested in learning new things or meeting new people, or just because they need a good job after the studies, and they really hope to get their dream job because of the good degree they made before. Or even some people answered that they have a lot of pressure because of their family, because their family expects them to have a good degree, or not even the family, also friends or close people.
Coming to an end now, what do you guys think about the results?
So I'm not really surprised about the answers we've gotten with our survey, because I feel that I'm not alone with my like anxieties about the exams, or like with the situation I'm going through during the exam times. But yeah, you know, you feel better if you know that other people feel the same way.
To be honest, I kind of expected these kind of answers, because I really can put myself in their shoes, since I'm dealing with a lot of nervousness and exam anxiety. So yeah, I kind of expected these answers.
I agree with you guys. I think the results are not that surprising, but what really helps me is to see the answers from people who have been studying before me, and just to see that it does get better, and there are actually some useful tips that you can use and apply, and that will hopefully lead to more happiness during our exam periods.
Thank you guys for the good talk and for the great survey we did. And also to you guys, thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.